First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Bahia Brunel remembers Mary and her roses.
Mary's roses were masterpieces of nature, robust in their beauty and fragrance. From the age of 4 to 8, I used to watch with fascination as the gloved hands of my elderly neighbor clipped the stems of these gargantuan blooms. In the direct sunlight, the ruby red, coral, golden yellow, amethyst, and pearl white petals were more brilliant than the crown jewels. "Just too many roses," Mary would say with a shrug, as the resilient flowers kept outgrowing the riotous weeds that were everywhere. I always assumed I was welcome, until I overheard a conversation that changed everything. She was telling my parents that I talked too much. I felt so crushed that I stopped visiting her. Later that year, our family moved to a different neighborhood where there were no rose bushes. One afternoon, I looked out the window and saw a woman who looked exactly like my old friend. "Mary," I called out, and the lady froze in place. Before she could get away, I raced out the door and ran over to her. As we talked, it became clear that Mary had a look-alike with the same name. After all these years, I still think about that bizarre encounter, along with the woman whose garden I could not leave behind. And I am left to wonder, did I really talk too much? And did Mary really have too many roses?
Bahia Brunel is a writer who loves to talk and smell roses. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.